Recollections: Life in the Hills, remembered by Maud Bailey Haskin at the age of 95. Maud Bailey Haskin was asked by her daughter, Beatrice Mottis, about life changes in the 1920s, 30s and 40s. She was born in 1913 in Flat Creek to Clive and Edith Bailey, and later married Alman, Josh, Haskin. The Recollection Project started August 19, 2008, and soon Maud was very excited about it. She pulled out all the old scrapbooks, photo albums, and even came up with her teenage diary. What started out to be a short article for the newsletter evolved into a 40-page booklet. Maud is in fairly good health and enjoys going out to lunch, church, and shopping. She can see, hear, and remember everything, and this truly is a blessing for her. She bakes strawberry rhubarb pie or banana cake for birthdays, and made 80 jars of her famous jam this past summer. A great joy is her family, her daughter, 3 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren. Here are just a few of her recollections of the 1920s. When Maud was a teenager, she lived in Broome Center where her father had a store. She and the neighbor children walked from Broome Center to the one-room schoolhouse near the present Chapel Church. There were parties of all sorts, and ball games for the young folks, older folks too. Many people about her age lived nearby: the Haskins, Hubbards, Woods, Browns, Cooks, Spencers, and Jacksons, to name a few. Her diary of 1928 tells of many, many parties and smaller get-togethers to play games. Popular games included Freemason and a simple draw and discard card game called Scat, but she also remembers a card game named Rook that was played with a special deck of cards. It had 4 suits: black, red, green, and yellow, and each suit had cards numbered from 1 to 14. There was a 57th card, the Rook, which was the Joker. It turns out this deck had been introduced by Parker Brothers in 1906 as an alternative to the traditional deck for communities that considered playing cards to be the devil's tool. At that time, young folks also played a lot of kissing games, like spin platter and post office. January 1, 1928, we have listened to a football game this PM, on the radio. January 2, tonight the Broome Center Pastime Club will meet. January 3, at school, where they always were 10-15 minutes late. The sliding on the ice is great. We have lots of fun. Coming home from school, we raced to see who could walk the fastest. Now, isn't that a simple pleasure? Kenneth Cook and I were fastest. Mother could get nearly everything on the radio tonight. We can get Canada and anywhere. January 4th, this noon we all slid on the ice. Kenneth Jackson and I met and both fell down. I cut my stocking and knee as well. January 7, the Thimble Club meets at Emilda's today. Mother did not go because she is afraid baby Clyda Bell will get chicken pox. We made brother George a birthday cake, as he is 17 years old today. January 9th, I surely have the chicken pox. January 13, there is a party at Everett Woods tonight. February 3, I hear there is to be a party at the old Broome Center store. She later went to the old Gilboa High School that was in one of the large buildings in Emerville, or New Gilboa, near the present post office. She boarded with the Bakers for $5 a week, because she had chronic appendicitis and couldn't ride the school bus that came down from Broome Center. Then the new Gilboa Conesville Central School opened in 1929 and she went there. She loved going to that school but then had to have an appendix operation and lost a lot of time. She didn't think she ever would catch up, so she wouldn't go back. She remembers the civics class with Mr. Ames as teacher. They didn't have enough books to go around. She took a test without ever seeing a book and got 86. She knows now that she should have gone back to school, as she planned to be a nurse. Maud very proudly got her get in the 1950s. For 3 summers starting when she was 15, she and a cousin went to Wyndham and worked as waitresses at the Osborne House. This was during Prohibition. There was a clubhouse with dancing and the city people had drinks. If they got word a policeman was coming, everything just disappeared. The girls went to these dancing nights, and this was a memorable time for the young girls. This is the nearest Maud came to the Roaring Twenties. The author, Maud Bailey Haskin, has been an observer of life in Gilboa for all of her 95 years, and is documenting her views on life in these decades. This issue deals with the 1920s, and later issues will cover subsequent decades.